It's time to stop and smell the donuts. Here come Cliff and Kendall.
No.
Pick it up.
Don't got nothing for that one.
It's a show in a bus station. Da-da. It's yes. We're at the bus station, Kendall.
We're at the bus station. We're supposed to be somewhere else, but we're making the best of the situation.
We were on the way to the next city on our ride tour, and what do you know? There was a ka-thud, 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 and they had to turn the bus around.
And then they had a bus problem.
After that. That was Kendall.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to tell you what he was doing to make that sound. Ooh. You'd just rather not know. But this is Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show / radio filler program on Ride 99. That's also known as KBSH in Busheltown.
4 a.m.
Sunday morning.
You're listening to
Ride 99.
Yes, Kendall.
I hope you're listening live.
If you are, good morning. If you're listening later, then hey, happy day to you.
Oh, happy day. Cliff, we're talking all about health today.
Health. Kendall, finally.
I know.
Listeners are saying, who worse to talk about health?
Worse.
But maybe that's who worse, but here, we're going to have a fresh take.
Why not?
Yeah. You haven't heard us talk about it before, right?
Right.
Righty Rudy? Righty Rudy? So, we've got lots of tips, though, here at the bus station. And, yeah, what about you, Kendall?
All right, well, stretch.
Are you just going to let me host the whole show?
No, I'm waiting for a moment. We're going to stretch, Cliff. You're going to stretch.
Wait, stretch?
Because if you boost, no, let me say.
Stretch.
If you stretch,
your body.
You're going to boost circulation.
Boost
after your
body.
After your feet have been cramped in shoes all day, make sure you reach down, grab your toes, and pull up.
Really?
Yes.
Is that good?
Just a little bit of stretching is going to help, yeah.
Just a little stretching.
The muscles.
Early in the morning.
Okay.
Kendall, he's on a weird wavelength playing this week. We don't know why.
I'm sorry.
Is it because the topic of health and fitness makes you feel bad?
It does.
Okay.
It does.
Let's get to the bottom of it.
Do you have a healthy tip?
Well, the shaft is okay, but no, we've got health tips today.
Oh, boy. Has anyone seen my camera batteries? I'm trying to take some pictures of Funky and Opie. He looks so adorable sitting on our luggage.
Dear, I found these wonderful notes that I found, dear, of travel tips, and it said to bring extra batteries, so I made sure to pack them, and now we've lost them, dear. The luggage has been lost.
We've used up our regular batteries, and we can't find our extra ones. And the children, look how adorable they look over there, Sugarlump.
Oh, we have 200 photos of Funky.
Oh, now that's not enough. You're going to need a good amount for a slideshow when she graduates preschool. Right, one of those.
We gotta start working on that now.
Yeah, not in memoriam, but in honor. In honor of the preschooler.
Yes, in honor.
Da, da, na, na, na. Whoa! Ooh. Hey, the door. Hey, yes.
Well, I'm sorry to bother you all. My name is Miranda Loretta Despacito, and I represent Ride 99. Is this Cliff?
Oh my!
Is this Cliff and Kendall?
Yes, I believe you should be talking to me. My name is Mr. Snodbottom, and I'm the producer of the show.
Oh, great. You all are really hard to track down. I've covered a few continents trying to catch up with you all.
We've been on a ride tour, dear.
We're on a ride tour.
My appearance. I'm a little bit jet-lagged. And
so are we. Good Lord. Look at us.
I forgot to bring extra underwear.
Uh-oh.
Oh, goodness.
You were always something I learned years ago, girl. One must always carry extra underwear, and just when you think you've packed enough, pack more.
He's quite right.
He would know.
Believe me, that with this chafing, that's something I will never forget.
Okay?
Now listen,
goodness.
I have to tell you why I'm here. I'm new. This is my first time doing this particular
job. Doing what, dear?
Thank you. What a great manners. Of course, Busheltown. I live in Busheltown. I work for Ride 99. This is my second week on the job. I'm a student observer. That means that I'm observing as a student of an observer.
Okay.
So I'm learning to be a real observer currently as a student observer.
Okay.
And what an observer does is just, I'm doing a little bit of observing for quality control purposes of your program. So every show on Ride 99 is supposed to be observed, and I'm going to observe you.
Now, have you observed Dolores? Because we used to know her.
This is my first time student observing as an observer.
This is the first time?
First time. Before this, I was working over in Smackover. I did third shifts at the all-night gas station.
Oh.
So, if you just lean forward and speak into the box, that's... Wait, no.
No, we do that a lot.
Okay. So, but then...
Two seven-layer burritos.
Burritos.
Oh, yeah. So,
dear, you've really picked a wonderful show to start out with, dear. We're really on the top, dear.
They're the top of their form, dear.
I think I saw some wonderful little pastries over there, dear. I'm going to go get you some pastries, dear. Just one moment, dear.
That sounds good. I haven't eaten in 3 days.
I'm trying
to find you all, and also because of the discomfort because of my old underwear.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry.
I will go get you a what would you like? Maybe a Danish and some hot coffee, dear. Oh, girl.
Oh my. Thank you both.
Of course, dear. We'll be right back, dear.
Okay. Oh, well, are you,
So you're gonna sit in here?
Yes, and the
observe?
Good news is I'm new, so... what that basically means is I'm really, 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 really fresh on all the regulations. I've studied my manual very recently.
Kendall, you've been reading your manual?
So everything is just fresh on my mind, and I'm really by the book. I really care about rules and regulations. And I'm really, really, really going to be good at this.
Okay. Now, I can't tell how old you are because, you know, you got a little film of road dust on you. But it's fine. It looks good on you. And I wonder, do you remember when they had those commercials and they always ended with buy the book? And was that those Time Life commercials? And it was like the operator. They're like, you know, the aliens, and you want to know more? Buy the book.
Was that? Oh, yeah, Mr. Unexplained.
Did I dream that?
Are you all on the air right now?
We are!
Oh,
this is a show about fitness and health tips.
I'm going to have to make a note about that.
Oh, sorry, we were caught off guard, sorry.
But it's a general interest show, so sometimes we just go with the flow of what is going on.
Yeah,
and we're
just starting to get into the flow, actually. So
this is the flow, prime flow.
I'm just going to observe over here.
All right.
Over here.
You can clear off that chair if you want to. It's got some old potato salad.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, shoo-wee. Oh. I gotta write that down.
It's our contractor. It's not.
It's Kendall. But Charles is deathly allergic to potatoes.
Why do you think it's sitting there?
It's sitting there. It's a trap.
But, it's just about time to talk about some things you should know.
This is a segment that we do.
You should know.
Who's got some things? Things you should know. Put them in your hat and top it with a bow.
I got a lot of things.
All right, I got some things. I got a new attitude.
Good.
And I got something you should know. Kendall, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, are you really ready?
I think.
Are you ready, Freddy? Here we go.
Any moment now.
All right, here we go. Kendall, what computer operating system did 2001's Arthur C. Clarke jest would have been the first thing Hal removed from his hard drive? Something everybody should know.
Linux.
That's a dish distributor. The Windows 95. Remember how buggy that was?
Oh, I do. I went to a seminar for Windows 95 to learn all about it.
This is required for the paperwork. How long do you all spend preparing for each episode?
Hours. Look at all these detailed notes I have.
Hours. We get faxes.
So you're saying that at this point you are fully prepared to be on the air.
Fully prepared. We got faxes from the writers, emails, and we're ready. We got it. May just hang out over there in the corner and observe.
Okay.
All right, I got a question for you. Who was Time's Man of the Year for 1938?
1938? Oh, I'm feeling great. Oh, but I got to take a shitler, because it was Adolf Hitler.
Oh, yes, it was. Yes, it I was, was like, no, you don't feel great.
I did feel great, because I knew that answer.
Okay.
And I got to pat myself on the back.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Do you make extra effort not to isolate certain listeners? Because it seems to me that talking about Hitler might be offensive to certain listeners.
There really are no listeners.
No, and you know, no, Kendall, back off, because we are not afraid. We are not afraid to take an anti-Hitler stance. We did a show once all about fighting Nazis. We you know, have you ever heard of The View? It's a show that's called...
Of course.
It's got Hot Topics, okay? And our show, we like to also stay on the edge, on the cusp of what society's doing, what the culture, where the culture is. And we're not afraid to say what we feel and feel what we say. And if I've got to take a shitler, we will talk about Hitler.
Okay? Amen.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dear, I hope everything's going so wonderfully in here, dear.
You're looking lovely.
I've had some coffee, dear, and I've actually bought you some nail polish, dear. I saw you had a little chipped nail there, and I wanted to make sure you had some of that, dear.
That is really thoughtful. What about underwear?
We had some extra, dear. Here you go. There's some underwear. Okay. We'll get you a changing place.
My dear wife, she just sewed it out in the parking lot out of some old curtains we happen to have with us, dear. She made it just for you.
Small gesture, dear.
Hand woven.
More than kind. Thank you.
Is there anything else we can get for you, dear?
Anything. Oh, my. How about a stool for your feet?
Why, that would be lovely.
Oh, yes, you have, dear. One moment, dear. Right,
Kendall, stand up. We'll let her have your chair.
Dear.
Move it around here. All right.
Well, that's just great.
You just stand up.
Oh, my God.
Now I feel as bad as these underwear.
I think we should take a quick break, and maybe I'll get another chair.
No, Kendall, you suck it up, and the show's going to go on. See, I'm not even afraid to tell him what's what. And he's a co-host. So now you move over here next to me.
All right, I'm standing here close.
All right, closing it up, baby. Do you have Hitler? That was the last one,
right? That was the one.
Man, that was a long time ago.
I know.
Now, Kendall, what craft product did U.S. housewives find over 1,300 uses for in 1952? It's a craft product.
Cheese.
I need you to be more specific.
Velveeta cheese.
Oh no, I'm so sorry. Anybody else want to steal?
Oh,
a ranch dressing bar.
Oh, it was a green beans.
Nope, all wrong. All wrong now. Miranda Loretta, craft product, 1952, housewives, 1,300 uses.
I'll take. What is macaroni and cheese, Alec?
Oh, no. Sorry. It was the best in the biz. Cheese whiz.
Oh, my.
So many uses.
Oh, I never cared when it makes such a disgusting sound as it's squeezed out of the bottle. Oh, my.
That was a top-selling item on Smackover at the gas station.
Was it really?
Oh, dear. We're going to get out of here. Look, Fong, here she's starting to crawl off of that luggage.
Oh, no, dear. I will be right back, but I will get you a stool.
All right.
Okay.
Who's next?
I don't know. Is it my turn?
I guess.
What IQ level is considered to be the beginning of genius, Cliff?
Oh, well, when I have mine tested, I'll let you know. I would say, I don't know, 130? 160?
No, 140. You're close.
All right. 130 is gifted.
Speaking of numbers, fellows, excuse me.
Don't ask about our weight.
Oh.
No.
You can't do that. Okay. We do know our rights.
Right.
I read that part of the handbook.
Now, I'm just wondering, what time of day do you all come on?
Well,
4 a.m.
We're kind of a filler program.
It's filler.
4 a.m. Okay. Now, do you feel that you're providing items of interest to the listeners during that particular time period?
Yes, because we've long believed we are a Peabody-worthy show and that we provide a specific service in the form of tips and or general interest entertainment.
Now, you made yourself clear when you talked about Hitler and your stand on Hitler. Yeah. Can you please also tell me how you're not offending people whose IQs might be low?
We want to help them and make everybody feel as though they're loved.
That's why we have me on the show.
That's what Kendall represents, that demographic. And the next thing everybody should know, what New Orleans soup has a name derived from the Bantu word for okra?
Is that gumbo?
Oh, shut up with the mumbo jumbo!
I know my gumbo.
You know it's gumbo. You don't have to be fucking Columbo.
Oh, excuse me.
Got a great old recipe
excuse
for that.
Me.
Yes, you're excused.
In the 4 o'clock hour, I don't believe that the regulations for language are suspended. I believe that I just heard you say the F word.
Well, we are bleeped in the time period.
Noted.
Noted. You'll want to check that box. Kendall, right. Do you anything else you want to...
I've got one final question for you. One final question. What airfield did Charles Lindbergh land at to end his historic solo transatlantic flight?
Was that Ebbets Airfield?
No.
It
was Le Bourget in
Le
Paris.
Bourget. Oh, how Le Bourget.
Oh, speaking of boring, I gotta take a break.
I gotta take a break. I gotta get out of this booth. Ooh, to tell you the truth.
Lay.
Everyone has regrets. Don't add missing Cliff and Kendall to the list. They'll be right back, so don't go away.
Greetings, Earthlings. I'm Robolod. I'm from Mars, and I eat all kinds of candy bars. But what is this? Some Earth fruit? Mmm, it is good. Mmm, it's better than good. It's yummy and not bad. Oh, wait till I tell the other Martians about this. By only eating candy bars, we don't know what we've missed.
You're listening to the fattest hosts around. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall.
Take that one more time.
Perfect pitch.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, now it is time for more. Do you have any more health and fitness tips that are just going to set our listeners' worlds on fire?
Well, I don't know if they're going to set any worlds on fire. So.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But I have a few. Let me call them up here.
Please do.
All right, everybody. I want you to agree to this before you even hear it, okay? Are you? We all agreed?
Agreed.
Your body. Move your body every day of the week.
All right.
Okay? Don't just say, oh, on this day. How about you stretch? How about you take a walk? How about you, you know, et cetera, do things like that. And every day. Don't let any day go by.
All right.
Don't you think so?
I think so.
You know what, folks? When I worked at the gas station in Smackover,
yeah,
I was sitting many, many hours a day. And I discovered chair yoga. So you just do some stretching while sitting.
That's a good point. You can every move day. Anywhere.
Can you show us how to do it here?
Right. So what you're going to do is point your toes.
All right.
Both feet.
Oh!
Now, you're going to move each foot like you're writing the alphabet. All
right.
Right. Now, everybody do it at your own pace.
All right. And Kendall, you're going to want to look up alphabet on Google.
Oh.
Kidding, just kidding.
I'm doing it back.
That's a playful job. Listeners love a roast atmosphere.
Write the alphabet with your feet. Right. That's just really good for your ankles and your calves.
Oh,
and your hamstrings.
Yeah, that does feel better.
All right, now what about man bosom? Any tips?
Oh, I have no tips on that one.
Learn to love it.
Learn to love it. But you can munch on some carrots to
munch.
Have a vision. Whoa!
I'll give you some to munch, Kendall. We've got another segment coming up here. A weary world, and that's not a joke.
It's not a joke. We need some bad jokes.
Bad jokes. These are jokes so bad. They're
not
good.
They're like the
Plan 9 from outer space of jokes.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. A minister. Oh my. He gave a talk on sex to the Lions Club. When he got home, he couldn't tell his wife that he'd spoken about sex, so he said he had discussed horseback riding with the members.
Good
cover.
Good
what you're going for.
Yeah,
a few days later, she ran into some men at the shopping center, and they complimented her on her husband's speech. She said, "Yes, I hear. I was surprised about the subject matter, as he's only tried it twice. The first time he got so sore he could barely walk, and the second time he fell off." It backfired on him. That's called the old Busheltown backfire.
Well documented, the old Busheltown backfire.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely documented.
Documented.
She knows what I'm talking
about. Hilarious jokes.
Hilarious. All right, Cliff. A husband and a wife. They have four sons. The oldest three are tall with red hair and light skin, while the youngest son is short with black hair and dark eyes.
Okay.
The father, he's on his deathbed, and he turns to his wife and says, "Honey, before I die, be totally honest with me. Is our youngest son my child?"
Uh-oh.
And the wife says, "I swear on everything that's holy, he is your son." And with that, the husband was gone.
Oh.
And then the wife muttered under her breath, "Thank God he didn't ask about the other three."
Adulteress.
Wah-wah.
Oh, yes.
I am finding all of these so-called jokes.
Oh, they're called bad jokes.
To be very offensive. And
they
I
are.
Need to get my report on this program.
Yeah. Well,
back
these...
to headquarters immediately.
You do? Okay, well,
no.
These
no,
jokes are
wanna...
a comment
no,
on jokes.
Sir.
Our show's more of a comment about a show than it's real show.
Sir, ma'am. Sir, this is it.
This is enough.
This
report.
All right.
I'm in tears.
Good.
Oh, dear, we've just come back with your wonderful some goldfish from the vending machine, dear.
I'll tell you what you can do with that Kit Kat and the goldfish, because I'm out of here.
How is your report going so well, dear?
It's
gone Bravo, boss.
So well, I have to leave right now.
Oh, that's wonderful
excellent
news, dear. It will show you out, dear.
All right. Yes, show her out, please. We've got a show to finish here.
Yeah, we
got to
finish it strong.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Bye, dear.
Bye,
dear.
Bye.
All right. So, Kendall, a young couple.
Well.
I don't know. She can blow it out her ass. That's all I got to say. Now, Kendall, a young couple had just returned from their honeymoon and were settling down in their new apartment. Oh, coming home from work one night, the landlady met the man in the hallway. And she said, "Well, I have a couple extra tickets to a play tonight, and I wonder if you and your bride would like to have them." "Well, I'll ask her," the young man responded, and he opened his door and called out, "Honey, would you like to see Oliver Twist tonight?" "Hey, pal," she retorted, "I'll show you. If you show me one more trick with that thing, I'm going home to mother."
Whoa.
He called his wiener Oliver.
"Please, sir, may I have some more?"
"More."
That's what she said.
Okay, Cliff, I've got one more quick little short one for you.
Kendall, make it long.
Cliff, how many tickles does it take to make an octopus laugh?
8?
10 tickles.
Oh! Well,
I don't call them bad for nothing.
That one was really more thought-provoking than anything. Kendall, the supermarket had a sale on boneless chicken breasts. And this is not really a joke either. This is just sort of a side story from my life. And so I intended to stock up on boneless chicken breasts. And at the store, however, I was disappointed to find only a few skimpy prepackaged portions of the poultry. So I complained to the butcher. Don't worry, she said. It was a free-thinking female butcher. And she says, I'll pack some more trays and have them ready for you by the time you finish chopping. And several aisles later, I heard the lady butcher's voice boom over the public address system. And she said, will the gentleman who wanted bigger breasts please meet me at the back of the store? Yeah, that's the problem I've never had. Wanting bigger breasts.
If the man with bigger breasts would come to the back of the store,
and then I would just defiantly not go if I heard that announced.
That's all the jokes I got for you.
That's all the jokes you got for me.
Yeah.
What a joke.
Okay, y'all.
Okay.
No.
Hey.
No.
Oh, can we help you? Oh,
you're back.
I'm
back.
You need something else. I'm back
because I changed my mind about that Kit Kat Mousse goldfish cracker. And I'm not just back because I left that bag of extra underwear. To speak to you, Mr. Cliff.
Oh.
To see if you could just lean down and speak into the little slot.
Oh, I'll speak into the slot. Over.
Listen, I've worked very hard to get where I am today. Very hard. I've worked my way up from Smackover to Busheltown to this here bus station. And let me tell you, I will not be disrespected.
I'll not have you speaking to my host in this unruly manner. I don't care who you're representing. I'm so sorry to see
etiquette.
I have checked every box on this form in the negative column. You all are in trouble.
Uh-oh.
And then on top of that, to speak to me the way you did? Oh, my God.
Get out of here. I'll not have you. Get out.
Dear, please.
You're going to have to hold me back. Hold me back.
Give me that Kit Kat.
I'm going to hold you back, dear. Hold me back. I'm going to hold her while you get her, dear.
You won't talk to me this way.
I don't even know what's happening.
I don't know. They pushed her out of the booth.
And there they're gone. Oh, my gosh. She's backing away. Uh-oh.
Miss Butter Butter, she's got something. She's swerving out at her. What has she got?
I don't know, but oh, Miranda, she just backed out. Oh, my God. That bus just backed right over her.
Oh, my God. Don't see that every day.
I thought, for a second, did they back over a balloon filled with red paint? But hold no, on. It was her head.
Miss Butter Butter, get the report.
I'll burn it before I see it faxed to Busheltown.
Oh,
saved
my.
Saved by the bus.
Oh, listen, there's a siren coming. I don't think that ambulance is going to be any help. I don't think.
You know, well, the show must go on.
The show's got to go on. We're not done.
We got one more segment.
All right. Well, watch over there as they bag up.
They bag up what?
Our guest. What the last segment is, what is it with
what
you?
What is it with Kendall? What is it with Kendall? What is it with that bus?
What
over
is
there?
It? I don't know. It's
what is it with Kendall?
Yeah.
All right. I've got some clues in search of an answer for you.
All right. I'm going to get them in one.
All right. Here we go.
For some reason, I'm feeling like I'm on a hot streak.
All right. We'll see. They were invented in 1958 by John C. Koss, a Milwaukee-based jazz musician.
Saxophone reeds.
No. The idea was so successful that Japanese companies quickly designed and marketed copies.
Japanese copies, some sort of like sexual manga.
No, until the 1980s, they were rather large and cumbersome.
Large and cumbersome.
Not what you think.
Computers.
No. In 1990, the first cordless model was introduced.
Oh, a cordless vacuum.
No, in 97, the cordless models were banned in Great Britain.
Oh,
wow, no, this is a tough one.
I don't blame them. the cordless models banned. Claudia Schiffer.
Extended periods of excessive use may be damaging to your ears.
Walkman headphones.
There
you go.
That's the one. Very quickly.
Proud of myself and my behavior on that one.
But this one you'll get the first one.
Obviously.
Cliff, this was designed by German-born engineer John Augustus Roebling.
Roebling. German. Sauerkraut.
Not less, it cost $15.5 million to build it, and approximately 27 people died during its construction.
The Egyptian pyramids.
No. At the time it opened, it was 50% larger than any structure of its kind in the world.
Disney World.
No. Since the 1980s, it has been floodlit at night to highlight its architectural features.
Yeah, floodlight that shit. The Parthenon.
No. In 2006, a Cold War era bunker was discovered hidden in its masonry anchorage.
Anchorage, some sort of igloo in Alaska.
Close. No, not close at all.
No,
1,800 vehicles and 150,000 people crossed it on its opening day of May
24th, 1883. 1883?
Yes.
The Louvre Museum.
No, it's one of the oldest suspension bridges in the United States.
Oh, the oldest suspension bridge. The Golden Gate.
The Brooklyn Bridge.
The Brooklyn Bridge. Who the hell cares? Did you
like... I thought you would know from New York.
Oh, yeah, because I learned all that in the history class.
Not the history class.
Do you remember that show, Brooklyn Bridge? It was like The Wonder Years, but it was set like in Brooklyn in like the 40s or something. It was really good. It was one of those like one season. But it was really, really good.
Yeah.
I think this has been a successful show.
It's been pretty successful.
And, what was it about fitness?
It was about fitness. I think we covered a lot of good tips.
Bring it home to fitness.
Bring it home.
Everybody.
Let's bring it
home.
If
you're not fit,
get fit.
You must acquit.
Get fit.
All right.
Do you got a quote?
Get fit. And that's by Kendall.
No. By Kendall, well, this is an old saying.
Oh.
Getting healthy isn't about being better than someone else. Getting healthy is about being better than you used to be.
Oh, what a beautiful saying.
Oh, boys, do you know how to get blood out of Italian satin?
Here, club soda. Right over here, dear.
Oh, let's get back to the vending machine.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com. La 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 la.